This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian. Pretty sure people know that. With me today, as always, Alan Painter.
Always.
Oh, well, always, kind of.
We've been on a hell of a run.
Long streak.
Speaking Happy post-Christmas. I hope everybody had a great Christmas and you're all waking up and hopefully you didn't get a real bummer drag down like I did post-Christmas.
Post-Christmas?
Yes.
You did.
There should be a federal law against mailing somebody or emailing your credit card bill the day after Christmas.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, Angie.
I didn't know that.
Oh, and even worse than that, so I get one, my personal one, the day after Christmas, which that's all the Christmas presents. And then the next day, I get my business credit card. It's like, what are they doing? They just ruined you could actually hear the spirit, Christmas spirit, being sucked out of my office. It went, it was gone. I mean, come on, people. Have a little compassion.
It's better than the day before, or?
Oh, no, they couldn't do that because that's why I started Christmas shopping the day before, so nothing would have been on it.
True statement. That's a true statement.
It would have been. Actually, I would have liked it the day before.
Actually, you did it early this year because our Christmas party was on Friday, so you started a little early.
I did. I actually did. So this was probably the earliest I ever started. So I like to start on the day before.
Midnight hour.
Well, if you start on Christmas Eve, there's not much left.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, now we've got this online shopping stuff.
Yeah.
And let me just say, mail carriers, you guys worked your tail off. I appreciate it.
Oh, I know where we're going.
But when you order a Christmas present online and you say we will deliver it Thursday, it wasn't there, and that's forgivable. Hey, you know, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. But then you don't deliver it on Friday because you say that our office was closed at 7 o'clock, and I was there at 7 o'clock. So they said, oh, we'll deliver it Tuesday. So Angie got a little printed picture.
They made no attempt to deliver it.
They made zero attempt.
That's the key thing here.
Because I went out there to talk to them and said, try to track down this present, because I didn't buy my wife that much, so I needed every one I could get. And I went out there and said, hey, I got this notice you tried to deliver my at 7. He said, oh, that's funny. We don't even deliver that early in the morning. Huh. Well, I don't know. But anyway, that wouldn't have been such a big deal if it wasn't sucked the joy out of me on those credit card bills the day after Christmas.
Okay, so. Well, we've been saying Jesus is the reason for the season.
Yep, and they reaffirmed that for sure.
And so you just need to give everybody a kitchen towel or a t-shirt that says that next year.
Yeah. I think every next year I'll say, I donated $10 in your name to me. So how was your Christmas, Shan?
Quiet.
Quiet's good.
Which is kind of what I needed, truthfully. So the actual Christmas Eve, I think I already shared this with you, but I went to the church service, which was amazing. They tried something different this year. So we did it not in the sanctuary, but like our fellowship hall, which is a smaller room. And it felt kind of more intimate, you know, and I really liked that. And the lights were out. And we had candles and the TV had a fake fire going on it.
Please tell me you didn't nap.
I did not nap.
Okay.
But, you know, my darn feelers and my mom's feelers got in the way. So I don't know.
Well,
but it was
beautiful.
Like,
you know, it's a good time to get feelers out. But we had a great time.
Mary, did you know? It's going to get me every time.
Yeah.
Gets my mom every time. I love that song.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, you know, I did kind of learn something valuable about our family.
Okay.
The nephews and nieces and all the little kids, mm-hmm. they're all grown up, and man, they can eat now. So.
Oh, yeah. Good thing you got that extra one.
Oh, I had to do 1.5 prime ribs and a ham, and it was pretty much gone, but it was worked out awesome. We had a good time.
Well, and I'm sure it's because it's super tasty because you do an amazing job.
Well, so I appreciate
we
that.
We were super grateful Friday to have.
Yeah,
have
so it. I did. Yeah, we did our prime rib at the office.
We did not sell out to Red Robin or Rodeo.
Yeah, I tried, but it turned out pretty good. And
it was great.
So it was all good. So
it was good.
I'm glad your Christmas is good. We hope everybody else's. Now we're doing our normal chit chat. I think that we'll drop the headline news right now. What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't want to leave it at the end and say, oh, by the way, folks, okay, see, it wouldn't want to be you.
Yeah, let's not say that.
You know, we have shared with all you mm-hmm. and our audience family what Shannon's been going through. And, you know, we love this radio show, you know, and we started with the premise that, hey, you know, sounds good. You know, we're going to get on there and it's all going to be about business and we're going to promote our business. Well, I have a problem. I don't like bragging on myself. So we didn't talk about our business much. So.
Yeah. Well, it was going to be about community.
It was community.
And it was going to be about more like a make-a-wish or connecting people in the beginning. That proved to be a little harder. So then it morphed.
Yeah. And so it was going to, you know, kind of, yeah, the Christmas, you know, make what is that called?
It's like a make a wish.
Not make a wish on the radio.
I know.
What's it called?
Make a wish. That's what we're calling it.
Gosh darn it. I'm going to find out the break. But anyway, so we want to kind of do that. We couldn't get the connections done. And then, of course, you know, oh, by the way, we need to promote our business because it does cost money for us to come down here. Newsflash. We don't get paid for doing this. So, you know, it's an expense. And we hope that it would at least pay for itself. But I didn't really promote my business. Uh-oh, I'm getting in trouble.
No, it's wish upon a star.
Oh, thank you, Dale.
Thank you.
Dun,
saved by the bell.
Saved by Dale.
Thanks, Dale. Yeah, so we kind of wanted to do a wish upon a star format. And that's, you know, for whatever reason, that just didn't pan out.
It was going to be a year-round thing, though. Not
yes.
We weren't taking away from what they do at all.
Yeah, no, we wanted to supplement it and could the other 11 months.
Yep.
And you know, Shannon, you know, you've been going through a lot lately.
Right.
And it's a lot to do in this show. You know, we have to arrange the guests. We have to make sure. And as you guys know that listen week in and week out, we've been smoked by no-shows, and that really steals your thunder.
It really actually did.
And so I put it to Shannon last month.
Mm-hmm.
How about we take the burden of the show off our shoulders? And you agreed?
Yes, very. I was very team that.
Yeah, and it was just, and I get it, you know what I mean, with everything, it's a distraction. Mm-hmm. And when you commit to something, you commit to a heart, body, and soul. So no way was this show going to suffer. And so it was an unneeded, it has been an unneeded distraction. So we're not saying it's the end of the show. I mean, right now, I just said we're going to put a pause into it. And, you know, I just hope the Lord just kind of takes it into a direction of where we intended it. Or maybe that's the other thing is, you know, it's maybe the Lord's, you know, will for us to have brought it this far and for something else to happen after this. I don't know. But we're going to take some time to let Shannon focus on what's important. And, you know, because there's been times that Shannon wants, you know, remember, folks, her grandson's now in Chicago. And so, she needs to get out there. And so this will allow her to do that. And unfortunately, I can't do this show by myself. I know I could talk a lot, but it's all those buttons over there. And I would end up offending half the people out there at one time or another. So, I need Shannon. She's my yin to my yang.
I'm the button pusher.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're going to take a little hiatus
mm-hmm.
and figure out what's next, what the Lord wants us to do. And, If the Lord wills us to go forward, we're probably April.
Yeah.
If not, you know, but first I want to thank everybody out there. You've made it a blessing and a blast, and we, who'd ever thunk, because, you know, I've shared many times, it's like, I can't talk in front of a group of more than five people. Never been able to. And so this has been a blessing for me to get on the radio, because I thought I'd never been able to do it. So anyway, I know I've had a great time, and I know my family will be somewhat relieved, so I'm not saying stupid stuff on the radio every week. And but anyway, I want to thank you all for the opportunity to come into your ears once a week and spout some nonsense, and it was, hopefully we've done a lot of good along the way.
You know, I just want to add a tiny bit to that, is that, you know, during this time away, you know, they may fill the slot, they may not, I don't know.
Yep.
That's a possibility. I know that Kyle's been very supportive, and Rochelle's been very supportive,
very much
about
so.
You know, loving the content of the show and what it brings to the station, and, you know, hoping that we you know, can get mostly me to a place where I can commit back to it. But it is really hard to travel and be in Chicago and be here and not miss a Thursday and still get adequate time.
And so we couldn't do it on the phone and have this, you know, this magic that we have. I mean, you know, even when we have guests on the phone, it's not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah. So we just, we're just going to put a pin in it. But I'd love for you, because Alan said a few weeks ago, hey, if you listen to the show or if you're into it and you want us to stay, because that's when he was kind of thinking about this idea without even saying anything, that, you know, let us know if you do really like the show, or you do want us to come back in April, or you value it. It's like, let us know, because this is part of why we're doing it, is for the community, and we really want to do something special for the community. So
yeah, and you're right on, Shannon, because the reality is as much of a good time we have here, we always joke about having our 12 listeners.
It's a lot.
One thing that Shirley showed me is radio is kind of difficult, because you don't get feedback, or you don't immediate feedback, or it's deferred. And, you know, the only place that we have to measure for it, we see it, at, you know, is in our business, and I haven't really noticed much of a uptick from that. And from feedback. And, yeah, we get some feedback, but, you know, we sure would love to hear more, because that would help us making our decision. So if you, over the next few months, if you've been blessed by this nonsense on our radio show and just we've uplifted you a little bit, I would greatly appreciate it if you just let us know. Just reach out to us in any way possible, because we want to give you something as much as we give as well. So anyway. I know we're closing on the break, so if you have anything final whining to do.
I don't think so. Just keep the prayers coming.
Absolutely.
So we are going to go to break, and we'll be back in just a moment with more of Your Cure here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Again, this is Your Cue, where, as always, we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating. I didn't say that before, in the beginning.
Yeah, because we're kind of a downer.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was kind of a downer start, but we went Christmas, credit cards.
Yeah, you're kind of
the last show, so let's go up.
Let's get some positivity going here.
Yep, let's shift gears and get some good stuff going. So.
Yeah, let's celebrate. So today we have in the studio with us Lena Larisi, who is Miss Oregon's Teen 2023, and getting ready to head out to Miss America's Teen competition here next week. So welcome, Lena.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, and Roseburg, Douglas County native, so this is not just Miss Oregon. This is our Miss Oregon's Teen.
Yes, right. She held the title of Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen before winning the state title. So we have local celeb status in the house.
Absolutely. So now that we've brought on the pageant topic, I will kindly check out.
Okay, Lena, so tell us, when do you leave?
I am leaving next Wednesday for Orlando, Florida, where I get to compete for the title of Miss America's Teen.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so take us back. When did you win the Miss Douglas County title? So when did that competition? Is that like March or April?
It was, I believe, a little bit sooner, right before March.
Yeah, because they moved everything up this year. And so then you went over to Coos County, North Bend, which was the first time it was held there. So you're the first teen ever crowned in this new way of separating it out like that.
Yeah. At the very end of April, we had it there instead of Seaside, which was a change. But it was really awesome to see how welcoming Coos Bay was to us girls.
Isn't that something, how nice these girls are? Don't tell me Coos Bay compares with Seaside. Seaside's smoking.
Honestly, Alan, Coos Bay opened the welcome wagon and the sponsors came in and the fire department.
Yeah.
I mean, as a community, they showed up and stepped
out. They rocked.
They did.
All right.
So I agree.
Kudos to the Coos, but.
Kudos to the coast. So, yeah, which was super exciting. And then, okay, so. The moment everybody always sees on TV and the two girls are holding the hands. What's that like?
It was wild. I think that it's funny, too, being the person up on the stage. Because when you're down there, you're watching. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it's all this. But when you're up there, you are so, like, in your head. You don't know what's happening. And you were just waiting for your name to be called. And the moment that it was so relieving. It was so amazing. And just looking down at everyone that I loved in the audience. And I really just looked forward to knowing that this next year was mine. And that it was going to be anything that I got to make it.
What a great attitude to have on that. Because I was like, my next question was going to be like, okay, then all of a sudden were you like, holy smokes, now I have to do this. But no, you engaged it like, let's take this on and I'm going to write my own story. I love that.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And so how's the story going? How's the book being written?
It's going wonderful. It really is. I can't even put into words how grateful that I am for this experience. It is something that, I mean, even just as a local title holder, looking at, oh, I could be a state title holder, it seems so amazing. But once I was given this opportunity, it became even more. So since being crowned the state title holder, I've really been able to take on that role and see the differences between a local and a state title holder. And one of the things with that is I have been so grateful to not only do stuff in Douglas County, but all around Oregon. And I'm excited to take that to Florida as well.
You've done a lot, actually.
I have.
Like crazy stuff like jumping off buildings and
stuff.
I mean, okay, I'm sure that wasn't in your mind when you're like, oh, yeah, I got to go jump off of buildings or rappel down them or whatever you want to say. But yeah, you've had some really amazing events that I've seen that you've done.
I have. That was honestly one of my favorites. It was so amazing. I was able to work with CASA of Lane County, which has to do with my CSI. So
I set
my CSI, my community service initiative.
It's like, huh?
I know. I'm like crane seam investigation.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well, we had a new TV show. So your CSI is what then?
My CSI is Together We Rise, helping teens in foster care find success, meaning that a lot of the things that I get to do around the state are related to helping children in foster care and families that are impacted by the foster care system. And I have to say that that was probably one of my favorite because I got to work with CASA and I fundraised over $1,000. And in return, I rappelled off of a 7-story building.
Yes, and so
that's a gift. That seems like a punishment. If you don't raise $1,000, we're going to chuck you off a building.
That's yes, exactly. That's how I would have done that.
Well, I happen to have been there, and it was stressful. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
my knees were quaking.
He might have been more scared than I was.
Amen.
Probably going to agree with that. So I think we'd be a little bit remiss if we didn't talk about your Miss. So with the title, then you get to go to Seaside for the Miss Oregon competition and got blessed with a second sister.
Yes.
Sisterhood within the pageant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was super awesome, and it was a different experience because the Miss and the Teen were crowned separately this year. That after being crowned Miss Oregon's Teen, I got to go to Seaside for Miss Oregon, and I got to take in that whole week differently, being the title holder. So I was there the whole week with all of the contestants, and I feel like I really got to know them differently, mm-hmm. and it was very special being there. And I guess just really knowing going throughout that week that whoever that crown gets placed on is going to be the perfect fit for me. And I was very calm knowing that whoever it was going to be absolutely amazing to me and to her community. And honestly, just throughout the whole state of Oregon and going to Florida to represent Oregon, I knew that whoever it was going to be phenomenal. But I will say we got pretty stinking lucky with who we got.
Yeah. Allison and is just a gift.
Is she local?
Her name is Allison Burke, and she lives in Tigard, and she is quite literally the sweetest person you will ever meet.
God. She honestly is one of the most beautiful, gracious souls I've ever met, and her heart for pretty service cool. is matched by nobody, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that? A girl from the Burke going to Miss America. It's like, seriously?
Because we have an amazing program here.
Well, it's like, so I know we got good people here. And well, you know, it's like, but we don't get the props that we deserve as a community. And it's like, it's so awesome when you see somebody stepping up and saying, yeah, up yours, world, we're awesome.
Oh, Alan Painter.
No, that's not a pageant thing.
That's why
is
you were leaving this segment up to me.
Sorry. Let me go back into my corner.
Okay, so Lena, I also want to ask about, like, have they told you what you'll be doing when you go out to Miss America? Like, for our listeners, what do you think your week will look like? Have they given you a good schedule? Or
we get a lot of information ahead of time, but then we also get a lot when we arrive. There is absolutely so much packed into this week of wildness and craziness, but it's also just full of sisterhood. Mm-hmm. So going into it, I do know that we get to do some pretty amazing things. Even outside of the competition, they keep us girls so involved. We get to go to Universal Studios. We're going to have photo shoots. And I'm excited to get to spend time with these girls, not only while competing, but also getting to know them as girls and as sisters.
You're going to Disney
Absolutely.
World?
Absolutely.
We're going to Universal.
Oh, you got to go see Mickey.
I'm sure that can happen.
Little side trip.
Well, one of the things is only one young lady is going to be crowned, you mm-hmm. know, come the end of the competition. But all of the young ladies there have the opportunity to have a once in a lifetime experience. Mm-hmm. So that's always my take on it, is it's like, go and say yes to all the experiences that this opportunity is affording you. Because
exactly.
There's not many people that are going to get to walk a mile in your shoes, and don't lose track of that, that the competition, it'll take care of itself, but mm-hmm. enjoy your time and enjoy your experience first and foremost would be my two cents and my advice to you
yeah.
for that week.
Yeah, I think that we've done a really good job going into it, realizing that this isn't just a competition. And I can speak for us, Douglas County, at least, saying that this is a celebration. This is a fact that we get to go there and just honestly be like, how amazing is it that I get a whole year to represent Oregon? Let's go do it nationally. And right. so getting to go there and do that, I think we're really just taking it as like a, how awesome is it that I get to do this?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's very awesome.
Well, you know, I know the pageants are coming up pretty quick. You know, to encourage somebody who has a daughter out there may not be signed up, what has it meant to you, the pageant, the whole program? Well, you know, even when, as a non-winner, what did the pageant mean to you?
It is genuinely so much. I think it's something that a lot of people overlook simply because they're not educated enough on what our system has to offer.
That'd people, be me.
But you've learned and we've taught you. This organization and the Miss America opportunity is not about looks. And it's not about getting up there and looking pretty. It is learning to interview. It's learning what your talent is and how to fill a room with your personality, learning how to get on stage and talk in front of people, doing these things that you quite literally would never be able to do otherwise, because it is scary and it is hard. But this organization is going to teach you not only to do it, but to enjoy it. Because I can tell you now, when I was 13 and I started, if you put me in front of more than like five adults to talk, no, like I would be so, so scared. And now I'm going on the Miss America stage. So the contrast is crazy of what you learn and also what you've gained, because the people that I've got through this organization are by far the best things to happen to me.
Well, yes. So if you, that's why, even though I'm anti-pageant, I think... I just don't do band. I don't do any of that stuff. But it is life-changing. So, you know, if you've got a daughter or granddaughter, I'd encourage you to get them involved. Because I tell you what, if they had a pageant for dudes, I might be able to talk to more than 10 people on a stage. But, you know, I got to stick to a radio. So, anyway, so
it's
I encourage everybody
to
get involved. Yeah, now I don't shut up, according to my wife. But
okay, Lena, so if somebody wants to, they're streaming it. Correct?
Yes.
So how can somebody, if somebody's like, I want to watch her represent Douglas County and Oregon on the Miss America stage, how can they go about finding that information?
It sounds like they're going to be having it on the Miss America Opportunities account on YouTube. And I imagine not only the state, but nationally, that the organization will keep everyone pretty updated with it and let them know the different ways that we can watch it.
Absolutely. That's exciting. Yeah. Well, from us, as you know, and the whole county, we're going to speak on behalf of the county. It's like, and the state, we know you're going to make us proud. There's never a doubt. So
thank you.
Enjoy the journey.
Thank you.
And go back there and kick some booty.
Kick some booty.
Oh, it's take some names. Break their heels and stuff.
No,
Vaseline. I've seen that Miss Congeniality. So that's
we're
what
not
I know
like
pageants.
That. We're sisters. We're friends.
So
get
mean.
Alan out of here.
Yeah. We're muting you.
Cross pageants with football.
No.
Well, it's time for us to take a break, and we're going to be back with the local business buzz, and Carlos is joining the show.
Big dog in the house.
Just a moment. We'll be back.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. We're sitting here chatting.
Yeah,
so
it's like, by the way, you might want to talk in the mic now.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to your queue. So it's Local Business Buzz time, which is sponsored by Umpqua Survival and the Big Dogs in the House.
How's it going?
It's going.
It's going.
Okay, so Carlos, Alan spilt beans about our hiatus earlier on in the show, but Carlos is on board to come back after hiatus too if we can get it all worked out. So we'll hopefully.
And I want to say, Carlos, I greatly appreciate you partnering with us, and it was about that time you partnered with us. The show really took off, and. I really, what you bring to the show is been critical. I think the business buzz has been fun. It's been enlightening, and I appreciate your partnership with us in making that happen.
Well, you guys created it. I just come and put my 2 cents in every once in a while. I don't know that I personally have brought much.
Oh, you're the
well. We have a good time when you're here.
I've learned about whiskey. We've created an icon about the. Big dog in the house. I mean,
yeah, we should trademark that.
And it kind of helps me once in a while when I'm typically, if you notice, our guests tend to be women on this show.
That's so
it's
true.
Like this is my one shot where I get my brother on here and we can gang up on Shannon
and
so
talk about guns and make fun of me for not knowing what certain things are.
Yep.
Yeah.
But when Shannon talked to me about it, I told her if you guys are in, I'm in. I'm good to go.
I'm just going to take some time to be there with my family. I barely made it through the open enrollment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I need to go. I need to go watch my grandson so my daughter-in-law can go to Chicago. I need to go to Chicago and be with my oldest grandson. So it's like, well, we're going to mix it up a little bit. But and I also need to be in the office, so I need to be focusing on that when I am here. So, yeah, just need a break.
Yeah, and I feel good about it because I really think that if it continues, it will be bigger, better, and better. So give us time to replan and refocus. But you're an integral partner with us, and like I said, I really appreciate it. It's, I mean, not only you personally, but Umpqua Survival is such a quality, committed partner in our community who does much. It was a natural. So thank you very much.
Well, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. It's a good time.
No, I'm tearing up. No, just kidding.
So at the beginning of the show, we both, Alan shared his Christmas. Not quite sure if you heard that. And how mine. So how was your Christmas, Carlos?
My Christmas was great.
Good. Good time with family?
Yeah, it was. All my kids came over, my grandkids. Sarah outdid herself decorating and cooking and making it into a really, really good time. So,
grandkids.
So it was awesome.
I know. Ellen doesn't have grandkids yet. So when you and I talk about that, it's like, poke, poke.
Somebody should start a business. Rent a grandkid.
I'm pretty sure that I could probably figure out some that you could borrow for a little bit.
You got some extras?
Well, that's true, because when Owen came into the office one day, Alan took him to the special place where the special cards are.
Yeah.
He got to see the inter-sanctuary.
See, that's why I need a grandson. I'll take a granddaughter at this point. Girl, kids, get busy. Deliver some gifts for your father for next Christmas.
They just got married.
Well, I'm not even requiring that.
That's usually when it happens.
Yeah. I'm not even requiring that anymore, but I get in trouble when I say that. So sorry, honey.
Pretty sure. Oh, my goodness gracious.
So did you have a good business, Christmas during the holidays?
Oh, yeah. Busy? Yeah, it's been pretty busy. It's been nice. It's funny because I've been selling guns as fast as I can order them. So it looks like we're a little bit wiped out, but I've got orders coming. It's just, the other part of the holidays is that it kind of messes with shipping. So everything takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, Alan covered that at the beginning of the show too. Yeah,
I received my newsletter this morning, and from Umpqua Survival, and there are some cool firearms on there. Lever action 410. Oh, that's a cool looking gun.
Yeah. I love 410s.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorites.
So the inventory may not be what it was, but it's still pretty darn good. And so I encourage everybody, if you're not getting that newsletter, get it. Because the other thing is, if you're having a cruddy day, there's always a joke in there that will just lift you up. Now, there's awesome jokes in there. There's like, seriously, Carlos?
Okay, those are the ones that Sarah talks about.
Hey, I'm allowed to do whatever I want on a newsletter because you have to opt in to get it.
Right.
So, yeah, but some of them, a couple of them are so corny. It's like the only person in the world that would laugh at those would be Shannon.
I do enjoy them, as a matter of fact, and the artwork.
Well, my kids know that I really like dad jokes, so the cornier the better.
Yeah.
They're easier to remember, too, because they're just usually kind of like.
Well, I don't even want to know where the snowman put the carrot. I'll just leave it at that. But
oh, my goodness gracious.
So
what's happening out there? Who's the gun for this week? Or, I mean, for this month?
It's all the proceeds are going to the Sutherland Junior Bulldogs baseball to help them build their – or whatever.
Yes.
Building a new field and dugouts and everything else, yeah.
I just love how the community rallied around them and supported them. Those kids were cute as all get out when we had them on here. And so people still have a couple days to get in there and get in on that.
Yeah, because the end of the month falls on the weekend, we're probably not going to give it away until Monday. So it's actually going to get given away on the 1st.
And this is the mystery package?
Yeah.
Which means
it's a mystery.
And you know
that's what it means.
We don't know.
We generally open it on Facebook when we announce the winner.
And knowing you and getting to know you as well as I have over the last year or two, I can tell you what, it ain't gonna be a gag gift.
No, it'll be good.
It will be a something dandy. So I need to get out there and get some tickets for this, because this could be my chance.
And also, the new year's starting, so I imagine now that we're kind of getting through the holidays, the classes will start up again. And
yeah, we didn't have a lot of call for them for the last couple months, so we kind of cut them back a little bit. But yeah, I think probably by February we'll probably start really hitting it hard again.
Now, Carlos, I'm maybe a little bit off the beaten track, but I'm not familiar with anything. January 1st is the time when all the new laws and rules go into effect. Is there anything new that we're going to get crushed by in the gun law world that you're aware of?
There's nothing that I'm aware of.
I didn't think so. So no, it's kind
everything
of a nice
that
refresher.
That was potential is all basically squashed right now. So
still waiting on 114.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't see that going anywhere, because 90% of it has been shot down all over the country now. So
yeah.
Thank gosh for Trump and his, no matter how you feel about him, his Supreme Court picks have really helped us in that arena. So, who's texting me? My wife. Oh, she said stop. I'm sorry. I'm not sure what I did, but.
She just said stop. I think that means go to your corner and just stop.
This is a hard thing. She does this occasionally. It's like, oh, crud, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to stop everything. That means Alan, just freeze. So,
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I love it. She's like, you tell him, Angie.
That's what I'm here for, for people to laugh.
Well, your woman's making me laugh today. So, okay, what else?
I can't talk anymore. Go ahead.
I know. Yeah, stop yourself.
I'm in the doghouse. I can't stop.
I've also been reaching out to a couple different food trucks, trying to get some food trucks out to the store once in a while. So if you've got a food truck and you're looking for a spot, reach out, because I'd love to have a truck there once or twice a week. And I know all the businesses around me would love it as well, because there's really nothing out Diamond Lake. So
guns and grub.
Well, and there you go. There's another podcast title. I need to ask if you've come up with one yet. So, food truck people, if you don't know, Carlos's social media game strong, so you should really take him up on that. That would be great. I know we didn't get to make it out there for the burger one.
Yeah.
Just because it was that crazy time of year. But if you get somebody coming out, I would try it.
I can't stand it. I got to talk.
Oh, brother. Okay, so we joke around about this every once in a while on the show, and coming up with names like Booze and Bullets and things like that for Carlos's podcast that in my mind. But this is maybe looking like some reality happening here, right?
Yeah.
We talk about it a tiny bit?
Well, I don't know when it's going to launch or anything. I haven't even learned how to do everything yet, but I did order everything so I can start my own thing. And
start your own what?
My own little podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun would that be?
Yeah.
It won't
be on the radio, because
it won't be PC.
I have to be careful, because
that FCC rules and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why podcasts are. I mean, you know, Garrett has one. My son has one. And with his hunting and stuff like that. And honestly, there's been a few times where some adult beverages have taken place pre-podcast, during podcast, post-podcast, and it's evident in the podcast. So it happens, you know, it happens. But anyway, I'm excited for you to do that so we can share that on here if and when we are coming back. That's crazy.
As soon as I do launch it, I will put it all over our social media, and it'll be in the newsletter. It's not going to be an Umpqua Survival thing, but Umpqua Survival is going to sponsor it, so...
There you go.
And we'll definitely put it on our Facebook page and get it out to our listeners and all our followers on Premier Insurance. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it.
So stay in the loop, because I'm sure that'll be fun to listen to.
Yeah, especially the first couple.
Because we have to mind our manners.
Yeah. Here. I try. I may toe the line, but.
Yeah, I'll definitely have you guys on when I get it going.
Oh, that'd be scary. Scary fun. Good times. All right. Well, it's time to take a break. So we'll be back with more of your cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance and the local business bus, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. And it's Shannon Allen and Carlos in the house.
The dog house.
Yeah, you're in the doghouse. Carlos and I are fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Your wife doesn't listen, does she?
Not usually till after.
She podcasts it. You don't get commercials then. Yeah.
Well, enjoy our last 6 minutes.
Last 6 minutes. Well, you know what? I feel like I share pictures and stuff here and there or whatever, but I'm going to give a quick Owen update that we got a video last week of Owen doing therapy, and he actually moved the pen himself, the marker. They were acting like they were doing football plays, and they called it the reindeer route. And so if people have my son Gavin on Facebook or have seen anything on Owen's page or whatever, I'm not posting a lot because I'm pretty private about things, and share with my circle of people that are in my world. And so anyway, that was really exciting. We saw his little hand move on his own.
Yep. It was really neat. I mean, you could see, you know, his face changing. He took direction. He did what was asked. And so it's like he's coming back to us.
Yeah. It was really encouraging. It was really encouraging. They're pretty amazing back there. So I'm excited to go.
What you've shared is God bless those people and everybody that, were amazing people.
Yeah, to hear the therapist coach and talk, and his dad encouraging him, come on, sweetheart, you push a little bit more, and he did. And so it was really cool. You can see his hand kind of shake because he was trying to dig deep to just get a little bit more. And so very encouraging, and keep the prayers coming while we're on hiatus. Just know that, Nana's out there taking care of her family, and then, you know, maybe we'll be back and fill everybody in. And
And in the interim, I would, please go out to our Facebook page, the Premier Insurance Facebook page, and link up with us there. So we may not be able to give it, updates over the radio, but we can give you some updates. We can give you some positivity, hopefully, over our Facebook page.
Maybe if it's a bigger thing, a change or something.
You know, and just some of the things that we share that I'll hear on the radio about what's going on in our community, in our lives, and in our circles that so please look for that. I know Carlos has got some great information, so hook up with the local folks, and so we can keep you up to date while we take our vacation.
Yeah, and I know Carlos and I chatted text about this a little bit, but it's like, the local business buzz has been great and people have really enjoyed it, but we need people to come on and we need them to share their stories and stuff like that. So if it's the local business buzz, great. If there's something the community is really desiring, or you go into a place and you say, hey, have you heard of this or something, spread the word. Because, if we come back, that's part of it. That takes a lot, especially during a busy time or a traumatic time. It's just too much to have to worry about. Yeah. Booking people and putting them in here. So
yeah, and I know that's been a real burden for you, and especially when we get no shows at the last minute, and please share that with us. If you have ideas for the show when we come back, please let us know. It's your show, so make it what you want. So
yeah,
I'm gonna miss you guys. Not Carlos and Shannon.
I feel like I'm gonna see you quite a bit.
Yeah. It's like, you can see me, plenty of time. But, I'm going to miss our listeners because I think by now we've got more than 12.
Yeah. The thing I was thinking about, it's like, yes, I'm ready. And I know that decision is being made because of in the state and of just kind of my situation right now. And so that's why it's good to put a pause on it and see where we're at here in a little bit. But it's like, I can't imagine not talking about the sausage dogs during fair week with you, or the whole month leading up to the fair, truthfully, or, having Carlos in, and every time we have somebody in that's on a community event, who's sponsoring, who's helping.
And knowing there's people like old Joe, we know you're listening, Joe.
Yeah, we love Joe.
And hearing from them, and hopefully find something to replace. But hey, y'all, and this is an open invitation, swing by our office, because what you see every here I mean, every week on the show. It's happening every day in our office. So you don't have to have insurance with us. If you want to come by, you've heard
That's
all about
so
Jax.
True.
Come to the office and meet Jax. See the fish tanks and see some pretty screwy stuff going on there on a daily basis. So,
yeah, we don't necessarily, filters aren't flowing heavily in the office. They are here on air.
Yeah.
Or are they at Umpqua Survival?
Especially as we get to election time, you know.
Oh,
that's,
brother.
That's one of my draws to go over Umpqua Survival. We get to fix the whole world there in my 30-second visit there. So, you know, I know we're wrapping things up. And again, I want to say thank you for the opportunity and the blessing for allowing us to come into your life.
3 years.
And, you know, who knows what the future is hold, but... whatever, you know, it comes, but in this past has been a blessing for our lives. So thank you very much for letting us be a part of it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here, too. I appreciate it.
Oh, gosh, it's been great.
It's been fun.
So maybe we'll get the gang back together here soon. I hope so, because I hope Owen will be great. So anyway, we really appreciate you, everybody. And again, if you want to give us your 2 cents, we want to hear your 2 cents. So we'll come back if you want us back. And gosh, I can't believe this is our last thing. But until April or whenever it may be, you guys know what to do, Douglas County. Be kind.
And God bless. We love you all.
And have a good New Year.
Oh, and a good New Year. Safe New Year.
Amen.
Very safe New Year. All right, everybody. God bless. This is Alan and Shannon and Carlos the Big Dog signing off for one last time. Bye now.